And that includes the man who killed dozens. He was killing the children, and it was incredible. It actually hit the news here in the U.S. It was such a big deal. And he gets to get out of prison after a period. And in the U.S., I mean, not only would it have been capital punishment, but if it hadn't been, it would have been, you know, 10 concurrent lifetimes or whatever. You know, it would have been something horrible. But even he gets to get out.
Well, it's not for certain. He has the maximum term, prison term, which is, I think, 24 years. But they will take a hard look at it at that time. That is, that they haven't committed themselves absolutely to releasing him at that time, because if he retains the same attitude that he had, which was, let me kill as many people as possible in the Labor Party, his crime was to kill dozens of young leaders of the Labor Party who were headed for leadership of the country. And if that's still his attitude, then we're not going to release him, because then he'll just go out and kill lots more people. And he was expecting to be killed in that process. He thought the police would gun him down, and they didn't. They chose instead to take him into captivity and put him on trial, an open trial. So they respected their own attitudes. He also begged for capital punishment. They refused to do that. They knew he wanted to be a martyr, and they refused to play that game with him. So they've been very clear, and whether they'll release him just depends on, because he was very ideologically fixated on killing as many labor youth as possible. He considered the Labor Party, which is who invented the Nordic model, to be the enemy, and he wanted to kill the Labor Party.
Such happy thoughts.